to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
We were talking about science stuff and that's smarter than trivia, or smarter than Emily trivia, and I flubbed and said that Stephen Hawking was an astrological guy, which just the idea that he was into all star signs and everything is hilarious to me. And I wondered, what would that sound like if Stephen Hawking was giving you astrological advice?
He's reading.
Your Mercury is in retrograde. Your Mercury is in retrograde.
Very good.
Oh, this is fun.
Say you're a typical Scorpio.
Oh. We're right on the...
Scorpios are jerks.
There you go. Typical Scorpio.
Oh, it's stupid when Jason's not here. But we persevere. We're going to do some news next. And you know the old saying, there's no such thing as a free car, but there is a free body?
Huh?
We discuss next. It's a Mississippi story. Don't be surprised. Morning X News. We misinterpret the headlines so you don't have to. Powering through it. Screwed it up, but powering through it.
Headlines brought to you by...
Pants. And this is a fun story. I'm going to say fun. It involves a dead body. Oh. Maybe it's just me.
Okay.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say. It involves a dead body in Mississippi, which means that this story is just littered with awesome small-town podunk names.
Uh-huh.
So pardon me if I make this heavily fact-laden and things, just because I want to say some of these names. But so here's just the headline. Men take vehicle with free car sign, later find body in trunk. How about that? Yeah, this is according to Copiah County Sheriff Byron Swilly. Which, if you ask me, a small-town sheriff in Mississippi that's sitting there on the side of the road just waiting for them Duke boys to drive on by and jump a haystack, Byron Swilly is a great name.
Byron Swilly.
Hmm. But he said a man drove the vehicle from Byram to Copiah County but realized there is a body inside the vehicle's trunk. Determined it was two guys. They found the car. Has a free sign on it with the keys inside. They say jackpot and drive it off. And then looked inside after arriving at a family member's home and discovered the body, which has now been identified as 34-year-old Anthony McCrillis.
Mm.
The body had been there several days, was found without clothes, so nude.
Oh.
And he was identified through his tattoos and blah, blah, blah. That's enough of him.
Yeah, I was about to say, where's the funny part?
Here we go. This is by Byram Police Chief David Arrington.
Okay.
He's the guy that confirmed that the identity and the tattoos. But you won't believe this, Emily. Turns out all those small town cops in the Mississippi are having jurisdiction issues over this. So, David Arrington, the Byram Police Chief, he's going to take charge of it until they figure out who has jurisdiction. They said that an officer spotted the car on the side of Old Byram Road at 9:30 Saturday morning.
Is everything just named Byram?
Well, it's a town called Byram, so yeah, Old Byram Road is probably the main road that goes through Byram. And it had stayed there all day for long until 6 p.m. Saturday night. It was still seen by another employee from the junkyard. So I guess this, of course, Old Byram Road has to go by a junkyard.
Of course.
And the manager of that junkyard, it's Stars Auto Sales, Stars with a Z, Sales with two S's. Interesting choice. His name is Dan Peacock. So he said that
clue characters?
See, well, you grew up in Houston, right?
Yeah.
I assume like the suburbs or something like that. You weren't like a small town. That's what happens in small town life. I grew up in Gerald,
everybody's
Texas.
Just name, just funky things.
Mm-hmm. And just Dan Peacock. Of course he runs Stars Auto Sales Junkyard.
Of course he does.
But Mr. Peacock says, I never stopped or looked or anything, but I knew it was kind of unusual. I figured somebody was driving down here to sell it. We buy a bunch of cars. I figured it just they were trying to sell it and it quit on them. It never dawned on me that something like that went in. I wish I would have looked into it further. I might have been able to help them a little bit further with it. I don't know if he's referring to the dead body or the police, but he just never stopped to look at it. If I had stopped and looked at it, I probably would have tripped. I probably would have flipped out if I had stopped and seen something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I bet you would have, Mr. Peacock.
I mean, any normal civilian probably would.
I just like that his reaction is just tripped. Like, and I know what he means. Like, he would have stumbled and, like, backpedaled or something, but just like, that would have tripped me up. I bet you it would, Mr. Peacock.
Yeah, it would have.
So, moral of the story, boys and girls, is if you see a free car on the side of the road, it may have a dead body in it. Always, always
free,
check the trunk.
Free does not always equal life. I guess.
Sage words of wisdom from a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
Speaking of 23-year-old things, coming up next, we've got Emily's mom's TV recommendations. You don't want to miss this. What is Emily's mom watching on TV? Jason Dick is out sick, but have no fear because we have that hot, hot Emily mom content. And by that, I mean her parents are adventurous TV watchers now. They were not always, right?
No, they weren't. My parents... I remember growing up as a kid watching the same shows every single night on TV because...
And your mom is from Wisconsin, but you grew up in Houston in the suburbs. So I'm picturing just they were all about that CSI Wednesday night, right?
No. It was...
More of a JAG crowd?
Oh, no.
Okay. No. Sorry. Tell me.
More of a... Like all of the sitcoms that you could think of, Seinfeld. That's why I know Seinfeld so well, is because I watched it every single night.
Oh, they know funny. They're TBS.
And if my dad got home early, it would be like King of Queens, and then it would be Friends, and then it would be Seinfeld, okay. And then okay. It would be and then after that would be the DVR shows. So they really like The First 48. They really like. What's that?
I bet your mom. Did your mom like the First 48 more than your dad?
No, my dad likes it.
Okay. But yeah. Your mom was probably more like a Snapped.
No, my mom just kind of was there. She didn't really. My mom doesn't really like to control the TV watching. Oh, my dad also likes to watch that Crab Fisherman. Oh, Deadliest Catch.
Hell yeah! Until you find out they're all terrible people.
I mean, the thing is how many times can you watch some guys on a ship trying to?
Well, that's the thing, Emily. Is are they gonna make their big haul? They have to make all their money in this one.
And
catch.
Then my parents for like 5 years had a Big Bang Theory phase where they just watched Big Bang Theory every single night. And it got to the point where all the new episodes, they were like, this sucks. This is terrible. But they kept watching them.
Can your parents just quote Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But so that's all changed
very,
now.
No. I was very concerned for them and their... and just their well-being, because how can you watch the same thing every single night like that? So I have recently...
Did your mom ever try to sit in your dad's spot and he just flipped his lost his mind?
Oh no, they have two different chairs.
That's a Sheldon thing.
Oh, I know. They have two. They've made that joke a million times.
Okay,
that's nothing new. That's why I'm not laughing. I've heard this 1,000 times. But since then, I have helped them discover the beauty of Netflix and streaming and Hulu and streaming and
passwords.
I gave them my HBO Max and was like, okay, let me start you off with some good shows. So I've been showing them some, really good. I think it started off with. We suggested Mayor of Easttown and they decided to watch that.
Okay.
And
I was about to ask because that's a key thing. You can't recommend like BoJack to him right off the bat or something.
No. Yeah, I was recommending
I can't see your dad watching Rick and Morty.
No, not really. Not unless I make him.
If he does, he's definitely going Toxic Rick fan. Absolutely.
Toxic Rick fan.
But no, so you started him off on Mayor of Easttown.
And then ever since then...
If you guys have not watched Mayor of Easttown, sorry, shameless plug. Nitpickers, Mayor of Easttown. Check it wherever 101X podcasts are at.
Yeah. And then ever since then, they have just gone just crazy. And now they are off the walls watching so many shows. And they watch like a new show almost every single night or like a new movie every single night that they've gotten really into. And so it's gotten to the point where I can't suggest anything to them anymore, because then I'll call my mom and I'll say, hey, mom, oh, my gosh, I started this show. It's really good. I'm not done with it. But, I have a few more episodes left and I think you guys would really like it. And she'd say, OK, well, what is it? And I say, oh, well, it's this show. And she'd go, oh, yeah, we watched that 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, what?
When do you get the time, mom?
What? When? Not only that, but also... Why is my parents more up to date on these things than me? I don't understand. And
you're wasting your time going out to concerts and watching football for Buffalo Wings.
I'm
and
just
everything.
Socializing now. But
so, what are they currently watching?
So, I had my mom text me a list of some of the shows that they've caught up on and are into. They like. Skihits Creek.
Of course.
I learned I couldn't say
good
that.
Good job.
Jane the Virgin, Community.
Okay. Oh, good. Nice.
Dirty John, Clickbait, which is the one I'm now currently watching because my mom told me to watch it, and it is very good. So good job, Mom. It's weird drama thriller series. I didn't know my parents were into these types of things.
It's a guy searching for a mystery and goes disappears. And
this guy disappears, and there's a viral video saying he's going to die at 500 million views. They watched Queen's Gambit. They finished Queen's Gambit before me.
Nice.
They watched Russian Doll. They finished Russian Doll before me.
That's a good one.
They watched Breaking Bad, which I watched Breaking Bad before them, so that's okay. But then they watched all
Sweet
of Better
flex.
Call Saul. I haven't seen any of Better Call Saul.
Oh, that is a slog.
They finished Mayor of Easttown before me. Which,
I mean, who hasn't?
Which, you know, my parents loves Kim's Convenience. Only Murders in the Building, Pen 15... Dead to Me, The Marvelous Mrs. May. I haven't seen any of
that
these.
That show is called Penis. I know it's Pen 15.
Okay, no.
It's called Penis.
I do like Pen 15.
Penis.
And Weeds. My parents love Weeds right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
I haven't seen it. I literally... they are very... I know. Isn't that weird? I didn't think they would be into any of these things. I didn't think they would be into making, you know, Breaking Bad meth. And then Weeds and like all of these naughty, explicit things. And I'm like, parents, no, you're supposed to be watching The Golden Girls.
I've never met your parents, interacted with them, but just, I'm imagining just like every episode of Fargo I've ever seen. Just like, oh, gosh, don't you know? Which I know it's like it's totally racialist and stereotypical because you're just from Wisconsin. But
I'm not.
Like,
it's my mom.
You're, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But like, I picture them just good, wholesome, you know, they get milk straight from the cow type thing. And so, yeah, just to be into meth and Breaking Bad and murder shows.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried we're corrupting your parents.
I'm kind of worried, too.
Like, you're going to come home and just like, oh, we're in a throuple now. This is your new half-mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. All right.
Why did that escalate so quickly?
I just blew Emily's mind. We have to take a quick break. Let her recoup when
we come
back.
What should I watch? What should I watch so that I could one-up my parents? Let us know.
Ooh, I've got some recommendations for you. We'll discuss what are your parents watching that you surprise you. I have. I asked my mom what she's what she is watching. It's adorable. We discuss after Bush on 10X. We're talking what shows are your parents watching. Emily recently decided to save her parents from just all the TBS shows by giving them her streaming access. And now they are the hippest, coolest parents recommending stuff to her to watch.
I know. They watch dramas. That's crazy.
You can let us know at 101X Morning X on Twitter.
I'm proud of them.
Good. Because Serena G says, because Emily said, how can someone watch the same thing every night? Serena G tweets at 101X Morning X. Well, Emily, I am your parents because I watch The Office almost every single day.
They do that too. It's now whenever they run out of a show.
Just throw on The Office.
Yeah. And I'll call them at night and I just hear The Office and I yell at them. And I'm like, guys, what are you... You're watching, and they're like, I know, but it's just a funny show. I'm like, we've been watching it since it was airing on TV.
She also says Sex Education is a good show. Third season just started on Netflix.
I've heard
it's a
about
British
that.
Show. You can do that.
I've
Regina
heard about that.
Tweets at 101X Morning X. My retired mom watches Korean shows and movies, really awful Russian action films, and murder documentaries.
See, when my dad's at work, my retired mom just watches RuPaul's Drag Race. So
that's a fun one.
That's a fun one.
Regina, your mom sounds hardcore. And I want to make fun of the Russian action films, but like I can just, if you ever watch those, the Russian dash cam clips, I can't get enough of those where they're just like running over people and just, they don't give an F in Russia. So I can't imagine how awesome their action films are. I think I saw one where a guy turns into a bear and has machine guns.
Huh?
Yeah. That's great. We are moments away from your chance to win ACL Festival single day passes for weekend one, courtesy of Central Texas Honda Dealers. They're gonna throw in a Honda hospitality tent passes to those as well. That's going to be for the Setlist game, $7 with the Hoobastank, you versus Emily. Stay tuned for that. But Emily, I kind of cut you off there. What's the website for that dating app?
It's SOONE, soon.com. And it's super cool. I'm really excited. This Friday, we're going to be demoing it at a happy hour. Wow. Yeah, it is very soon.
See? Master of promotions.
Soon, we might be able to find me and Nick a date.
I bet you before me, more than likely. But yeah, details at 101x.com. We're doing a soon happy hour.
Kung Fu Saloon.
Rock Rose. And Rock Rose. Details, 101x.com. This is Friday, 5 to 7. But you know what else is coming up? In 2 weeks is ACL. Like I said, we've got your shot at some weekend one passes. We're doing that next, but first, Dance Dance, Fall Out Boy.
Jukebox.
Reason we call this game.
I'm going to put $7 with a Hoobastank in it.
$7 worth of Hoobastank.
coming back to hang with you, bros.
The reason that I will tell you.
It's so funny, man.
$7 worth of Hooba Stank is the name of our set list game for reasons. Very important ones, I'm sure.
Yep, that we don't know.
But here's how this is going to work. It's Emily versus a listener. I'm going to give you a band or musical artist. You tell me what is their most played song in concert according to setlist.fm. So, listener, if you are listening, this is the perfect game to cheat on. But we would never do that.
No, especially don't not do that to
for
me.
ACL weekend one passes. Single day passes, plus Honda hospitality tent passes, courtesy of Central Texas Honda dealers. And we have on the phone Jonathan. Listener Jonathan, hello.
Good morning.
And Jonathan said that he wanted to go see George. I assume he does not mean George Harlow. I don't know. I was trying to come up with a cool one.
No.
George Strait is what he wants to play. So you're going to do Friday. That is Friday that George Strait is playing. Let's just jump into it, right, Nick? That's how we do it. Yes.
Yeah, let's get into the game. Let's do it.
Our first
I'm ready to win. And don't you dare cheat. I
is
will know.
Arctic Monkeys. What is the number one most played song by the Arctic Monkeys? George, you can just say your answer. Emily, you're required to write it down.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Write down your answer, the title of the most played Arctic Monkeys song, according to setlist.fm. And then points for the top three, obviously. But I feel good about this.
Are we doing it where if I don't, I have to get the title exactly right? Is that
no,
how it goes?
Jason's not here. Ain't no rules. Come on.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay.
I know what it is, but I can only remember one of the words out of the two.
Jonathan, are you ready? Do you have an answer?
I'm ready, but I can only think of one song, so I'm hoping it's right.
All right, that's probably going to be good. It's probably going to be good. All right, Emily, you're out of music.
Okay.
Out of time.
Okay. I have two options because... Okay, continue.
Because that's how this game works, absolutely.
No.
The number one most played song by the Arctic Monkeys in concert, according to Setlist.fm. Jonathan, what's your answer?
I'm going with Are You Mine.
Are You Mine. Emily?
So, should I go with the one where I kind of sort of know the name?
You should go with just anyone.
Okay, so the one where it's like something adolescent. It's like forensic adolescence or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to count that.
What's your other
one? That's why I put my other one was, why'd you only call me when I'm high?
Ah, okay.
So, but that's...
Well, I'm glad you went with fluorescent adolescence.
Okay, that's what it was.
Because that's number four. No points for you.
Oh.
Jonathan said, Are You Mine? And that, I don't even see that up here. Number three is The View from the Afternoon. Number two is Brainstorm. And the number one Arctic Monkey song ever played in concert is, of course...
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's like an old one. So that's why.
that's how this game works.
Is yeah. Like you got to kind of pick the oldest, most popular one, which is the confusing part.
Yes. All right. But now we all are on the same page. So we're going to do much better on the next one, which is.
I do love Arctic Monkeys, though. I had a big Tumblr phase.
I figured.
So I was required to wear like high knee socks and stuff.
Well, you are young and female. So that means that you are required to like the 1975. What is the number one song played in concert by the 1975? Jonathan, good luck. I don't know if you know anything about 1975.
Ooh.
It's going to be a bad one. But. Let's see what happens. Emily, staring off.
I got it.
Take off her headphones. No Jeopardy. She got to sing the song. You know, it's the one that goes, da, da, da,
ba, 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 I'm thinking.
1975.
Okay, I know
Jonathan,
it.
Jonathan, you good?
I'm good.
All right, Emily. Or actually, Jonathan, you go
yeah,
first.
Go
Emily's
first,
writing down.
Jonathan, I wrote mine down.
Number one song by 1975.
Took a second.
I only know a couple of their songs. I'm going to go with Chocolate.
All right.
Ooh.
Emily?
I also said Chocolate.
Ah, number three for the 1975 is Robbers. Number two is Sex. And, of course, the number one song by the 1975 is...
Yep.
Chocolate.
Do you like my... my impression of them.
That was good. You know, I gotta tell you this.
Never
gonna
quit. No,
I didn't know that's what 1970. I did not know what that's what they sound like.
Yeah.
If you'd ask me, that's like some Dave Matthews Band esh.
Yeah, no, they're like sexy British pop people that are not. That they are not One Direction. They're
all
the edgy.
I know is that every time they come to town, all of my hot female friends who don't talk to me until then will ask me for tickets. So
yeah, 1975. I mean, they're pretty okay. They're pretty,
go there
pretty
and
solid,
just
honestly.
Swipe on Bumble.
Yeah.
All right, good. We're tied 3-3. High scoring game. Going to the last one. Emily, I might be sabotaging you here because I said Guns N' Roses. What is the number one song played by the band Guns N' Roses? All right. Tell you what, Jonathan. Spoiler alert, I think just when you're ready to go, naming a Guns N' Roses song.
I don't know.
Just let me know.
I'm ready.
Okay. Emily? Anything?
Do you want me to write something down?
You know what? You can just...
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Jonathan, I think you're going to go to ACL. What is the number one played song by Guns N' Roses?
I hope so. I've got the T-shirt from a few years back, but I'm going with Paradise City.
All right. Emily, anything? Anything? Do you want to just shot in the dark, say Guns N' Roses is the song that they perform? No?
I'll say Baby Girl.
Baby Girl!
Don't know.
It's not the number one song. I'm sorry, Emily.
Sorry.
Jonathan, you're going to win because number one is Paradise City. Or excuse me, number three is Paradise City. So 1 point, that gets you the tie-breaking victory. Mr. Brownstone is number two. And, of course, the number one most played song by Guns N' Roses.
Welcome to the jungle.
Oh.
We got fun and games.
I didn't know this was them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've got the most fun about music today.
You may need.
I only know this. I used to tutor a guy in math, and he made me listen to it all the time. No, I'm doing a Can't Hardly Wait joke. Jonathan, congratulations. You're going to see the ACL to see George. Hold on, we're going to get your info. Emily, you got points. You got on the board, so good job.
I knew my things, okay? You pretend like I don't know music. I know music. You pull Guns N' Roses out of here. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not from the
80s.
I'm not from the 80s.
I might as well have asked you for a Mozart song. Guns N' Roses. All right. Stuff is next.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.